Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you were able to join me for the broadcast today. Well, with the Lord's help, maybe we'll actually be able to move on in the message I've been wanting to share with you this week, Dreamers or Doers. In a graduate course entitled Writing the Nonfiction Book, there were guest lecturers, some of whom were best-selling authors, who spoke on the subject about writing a book. One guest lecturer said that there are two types of people, those who are going to write a book and those who write books. Beloved, everyone, it seems, has experiences. Goodness, I know some people, I've said, you know what, you ought to write a book for your husband. If he doesn't write a book, you ought to write a book in terms of all the experiences he's been through. And sometimes people say that, oh, you know, I want to write a book someday. They intend to write perhaps a biography or something they've gone through, but there's only actually a small percentage of those people who actually will sit down and write books. And that's just an example from the secular world, but that I shared with you, but it illustrates the difference between dreamers and producers, or between hearers of the word and doers of the word. Dreamers are not just, and producers are not just confined to the world of literature, but they are in every walk of life. The world has many dreamers, but not an overabundance of doers or producers. And you know what? This is also true in the spiritual realm, in the church world, in the body of Christ. One statistic shows that 80% of all work done in the church, I wouldn't be surprised if it's higher than that really, is done by 20% of its people. Likewise, 80% of all the finances given to the work of the Lord is given by 20% of the people. Those 20% are the doers of the word. The rest, well, they're just dreamers. They're the ones who often complain that the church should be doing this or that, or the pastor shouldn't be doing this, or he should be doing that. Yeah, I'll never forget. Let me just share some personal stories. There was a dear couple. They really, really spirit-filled couple. They were with the ministry when we were in Oakland, California, 41st and Telegraph, and then as we moved down to Alice Street, and they love the ministry. They love Brother Glass. But, you know, they just had some ideas of how a church should be run. And they were mature in the Lord. We're not talking just young 20-year-olds that, you know, thought they knew everything and didn't. You know, at 19, I knew just about everything there was to know. Yeah, right. Well, now I have learned a few. I now know how much I don't know and am still learning, especially in terms of the things of the Lord. I'm trying to be as ignorant as I can about evil. Anyway, going back to this dear couple, they really loved God. But, you know, if Brother Glass was preaching, well, you know, he wasn't ministering enough. And then if he ministered in the gifts, well, you know what? He's just not preaching the word enough. Nothing satisfied them. There was always something they could find fault with. Well, the Lord opened doors through a brother we know that was close to the ministry, and they went up to a particular portion of the country, and there was a pastor needed for a church, and there was, I think, 100 in the congregation. It was a good church, about tithers, and within a year's time, they became the pastor. Within a year's time, it folded. So when they did have an opportunity to run the church the way they thought it should be run, it seemed that God did really not bless the work of their hands. And so, beloved, there are those who can sit around and criticize and complain, but when they do have a chance to do something, they don't have the maturity, they don't have the spiritual lessons learned to be able to apply their brokenness, their surrender to whatever God would ask of them, or they're just, you know, they need to learn that it's not just being a hearer of the word, but it's being a doer of the word in all of its aspects. That's why Brother Glass, when he founded this ministry, and by his grace, we will always continue to stand by our slogan, the whole word for the whole man to the whole world. Beloved, we need to understand that God wants us to grow up. I'm thinking of another couple. They were, again, beautiful Christians. They really loved the Lord. And this goes back to that same period of time in the 70s. And they, when they discovered Brother Glass, of course, so many folks come to the ministry because of the radio broadcast. At that time, we were on many, many different stations throughout the Western states. And I mean, goodness, one Mexican station Brother Glass was on, it was 100,000 watts. It blanketed I don't know how many states. And he was on that until, I think it was Wolfman Jack, bought the station and kicked all the religious broadcasters off. I remember once I went to visit a delightful, dear, sweet partner, and she was in Tennessee. Yeah, I mean, she went that far. It was amazing. Anyway, getting back to my story. So this dear couple, they wanted to put this ministry on the map, and they had some really pretty sound ideas. However, they also really felt that it would be successful if they would implement their suggestions. And one of those suggestions was they really felt that Brother Glass ought to change the name of the ministry to Neil Glass Ministries. And of course, I make no comment. There are many ministries that are known by the name of the principal elder, whoever's the set person. I don't, you know, that's between them and God. But Brother Glass said, absolutely not. Because God, when he laid in the desert of Palm Springs and had pressed the trigger to a loaded revolver to his forehead, to his temple, and it landed on a dead shell, he fell before the Lord, and he really surrendered. That was the point at which he surrendered his life to God. He'd been running from God, called as a young man, but he even failed at suicide due to God's mercy. And it was then he broke before the Lord, and God said, if you will be obedient to me and always give me the glory. And so Brother Glass was very, very careful to do that. He once got rid of a song leader, again, this back in the mid-70s, because he said, stop doing that. And he continued. And Brother Glass said he felt the Holy Spirit just rise to the ceiling. We were young in the Lord. We weren't at that service. And that was the last time he led worship. He said, don't do that. He wanted Jesus only to give the glory and to get the glory, receive the glory. And that's exactly where my heart was at. So anyway, guess what? They went their way, and we've stayed on Bill Cripes Ministries. Beloved, a lot of Pentecostals, and this certainly does not exclude other denominations or church groups, they take a great deal of pride in quoting the Apostle Paul, especially verses such as Romans 3:28, where he says, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds or works of the law. And this, of course, means simply that our faith alone puts us in right standing with God, in right relationship with God. We then, as we are born again, have the righteousness of Christ imputed to us, not following any religious or legal demands. Now, many people seem to think that this means that God just rewards those who, you know, follow the word of God, the dreamers, if you will, that it's more important what you think about Jesus than what you do for him. And it's absolutely true. And hear me now, you cannot work your way into heaven. No amount of good works is going to make you acceptable to the Father. It is only the precious blood of Jesus which cleanses you from all sin. We were born into the world in a state of sin. And that was because of our original parents. And it was Jesus, the second man, Adam, who was a perfect man. He paid the ultimate sacrifice because without, you know, if a soul sins, he shall die. And Jesus became our substitute. So it's true, we cannot work our way into heaven. But it's also true that Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman or vine dresser. Every branch of mine that bears no fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. That's the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. So in keeping with our text, Jesus was saying, in effect, that he wants more than dreamers. And dreamers are important in the right context. He wants those who will not only dream and have desires and have visions, but he wants doers. He wants producers. The church, beloved, was built on, not on dreamers, it was built on the blood, the sweat, and the tears of those who follow the commands of Jesus. God used flesh and blood, men and women, to build the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. His body, his church, endured. It grew because of the blood of the martyrs. And beloved, and that's still occurring today. He is still using flesh and blood, men and women, to continue the work, to spread the gospel, to work in the harvest field. He is the architect. We are the laborers. Beloved, there are those today, in fact, I understand those who are under such persecution in those countries, Middle East, there is a tremendous revival going on. Those that are aware, they know, and it's wonderful, the signs, the miracles that are taking place. Jesus made the analogy of himself to the vine and the branches. He stated that if the branches receive nourishment from the vine, they'll bear fruit. And if they don't bear, they're dead and should be cut off. And Jesus was not contradicting Paul's statement that we are made right with God through faith alone. Rather, real faith is made manifest in the way we respond to his call and to work for the kingdom of God. First of all, in our own lives, and then around about us, everywhere we go, we will bring the fragrance of Christ. Well, my time is again just flown by, and with the grace of God, we'll continue on tomorrow. I invite you to tune in at the same time, and if any point you're not able to hear a broadcast or you want to rehear, please go to the unveilchrist.org website. And you can click on broadcast, and they are archived there for your convenience to listen at any time. For now, I close with my love and with an invitation for you to write, share your prayer requests. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. I love you. Thank you for your prayers. And I pray for you every day. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.